DW.
A group of kids play football in a dusty courtyard in Lomi, a forest locality in Cameroon's southeast. They appear carefree and happy as they chase the ball, their delight belying the anguish tormenting their 85-year-old grandfather, Vincent Ngola. In his early days as a kid, Ngola says he lived in the thick of the equatorial forest, the second largest in the world after the Amazon. They would hunt here and gather food, but now it's not so easy. He says he's seen the dynamics change.
All we see these days are chainsaws felling down trees and trucks transporting logs. We don't know where they are taking our forest to. This forest is a whole pharmacy for us. When you are sick, you just go into the forest and harvest some tree barks and leaves and roots, and you boil them and drink, and the sickness goes. Now, getting that medicine has become very difficult.
Ngola watches the kids play. He says all he sees is a bleak future for them.
People come here to fell the trees. The loggers don't care that we have been depending on these forests for centuries. As the trees leave the forest, the animals that we used to hunt for our food also leave. Even important species like the Moabi tree, which we cut down and harvest oil from. And what do they leave us with? Polluted streams that kill the fish. We are left with virtually nothing to live on.
Songs of desperation and protest are common amongst Cameroon's Baka peoples, considered the original inhabitants of the Congo Basin forest. These locals depend on the area for their livelihoods, food, water, and shelter. As forest exploiters settle in, uncertainty about the future becomes the daily staple of the forest peoples. Every night, trucks laden with logs negotiate hundreds of kilometers of bumpy earth roads headed to the port in Douala, Cameroon's commercial capital, where the wood, some of it logged illegally, is shipped to foreign markets. While unauthorized individuals and companies are generally blamed for illegal logging, even registered companies frequently go beyond the prescribed boundaries to log and then cover their tracks by dragging the logs into authorized areas. And in the face of weak law enforcement, many get away with it. According to the Cameroon Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife, 40% of Cameroon's wood is logged illegally. Samuel Ngifo, the Secretary General of the environmental NGO, the Center for Environment and Development, says the problem has reached crisis proportions.
Illegal logging is still an important issue in this country because we still have a lot of companies, small and big, involved in illegal operations, activities in the forestry sector not complying with the legislation. Some companies go to the forest and start logging without going through the process for acquiring logging rights. Or they harvest timber that the government did not give them the right to harvest. Or they stay for a longer period of time on a concession far beyond the time deadline that they were supposed to respect.
And so the forest is shrinking. According to Global Forest Watch, an online forest monitoring platform, Cameroon lost 657,000 hectares of forest between 2001 and 2014. And Samuel Ngifo says the situation is getting worse.
We also have a lot of companies exploiting timber that they were not supposed to exploit. So at the end of the day, illegal logging is still a major issue in this country. And for the past, 15 years, what we have seen is an increase in illegal logging because the companies are more and more clever in hiding their illegal activities.
He says the phenomenon is driven by several factors, including rising demand for tropical timber in Europe and Asia. He says the very lucrative practice represents a third of the value of legal logging. The huge financial value involved also means that corruption has engulfed the sector, says Nigerian forestry expert Lawanu Mohammed of the African Forest Forum.
Some people say that forestry sector is the most corrupt in the continent. There are several countries that have a lot of forestry resources, but these forest resources are seriously exploited. And if you look at the contribution of forestry sector in national accountancy is very low, very, very low, than what is taken out of the forest. The foresters who are responsible of protecting the resources, sustainably managing it for the present and future generations are just working for themselves. They are not working for the country, for the national economy to benefit from it, and then for the larger population to benefit from these resources that God has given to the country.
Samuel Gifo says even when those in charge of checking the excesses are willing, their capacity is limited. It's not just because of the lack of personnel and inadequate equipment, but also because the culprits are protected by the authorities.
Some of the people involved in illegal operations are, I will say, very well protected, either locally or nationally, either because they are very big companies considered as being very big investors that deserve kind of protection, or because they are people with very good official protection, in the sense that even if their activities are known, it will be very hard for a government official to go against them. The last reason is sometimes because the government lacks the capacities. There are places where illegal operations are going on, but they just can't move quickly enough to seize the illegal timber.
The result, Ngifo says, is the increasing loss of forest cover and biodiversity. And it is a situation that has complicated forest management.
Illegal logging means the forest cover will be disappearing much more quickly. But it also means those in charge of planning forest management will not be able to be efficient because you know places where you have allocated logging rights and you expect the forest cover to be reduced in those places because of logging. But you also know the places where you have not allocated logging rights and you expect the forest cover to be intact in those places. But illegal logging is happening there and the forest cover is also disappearing there. So you can't plan anymore. You don't know what is happening to your forest. And this is a disaster because for the biodiversity, for the local livelihoods, but also for the climate, it's terrible.
A 2015 report by the Central African Forest Commission found the Congo Basin forests represent about 25% of the total carbon stored in tropical forests worldwide. It therefore constitutes a significant carbon sink, once described by Cameroon's president Paul Biya as the lungs of the earth. The countries in the Congo Basin region have been working hard to keep the illegal exploiters at bay, says the Inspector General in the Cameroon Ministry of Forestry and Wildlife, Vincent Ndangang Awa. Defaulting companies, he said, could be suspended or their licenses seized.
In terms of concrete measures, we do repression. We bring them to book. We write offense statements and send them to court. And then we go out to do investigations because the population around the forestry areas also do a lot of denouncements. They bring to our knowledge defaulters that are trying to hide and seek. And so we go down to the field and we do investigations. The anti-corruption unit is there to see what role corruption is playing to promote illegality in the forestry and wildlife sector.
Still, the people who rely on the forest, like grandfather Vincent Ngola, say these measures pale in the face of the vested interests in the logging industry. They fear the damage to the vast basin and its unique biodiversity will be irreversible. Ngala Kilian Chimtom, DW Yaoundé, Cameroon.
DW